It's the Michael Mara Show.
I'm trying to cheer you up. Alan, the thing you have to realize, and someday you will, a person only has one true love in his life. Like it or not, your true love is me. We may not have sex, but ours is an affair of the heart. And we do spoon well.
No.
And I make you smile.
Yes, you do. Sleepover? Oh, forget it.
What?
Just forget it.
That's his thing when you hear that buzzer.
That's right. Uh-huh.
That's Denny Crane's thing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to get our last segment of buzz here. Before we do that, we would be remiss if we did not share with you our Katie thought of the day. And now here she is.
Hiya. This is Katie with another thought of the day. I have no room in my life for agenda bumper stickers. Sure, you may think Jesus is your co-pilot or the W is the end-all be-all. Perhaps you're pro-choice, pro-life, pro-jackass. Nobody cares. And you certainly won't change opinions with your asinine bumper stickers. You still have 24 payments, and 2 years from now, nobody is going to understand why you would vote for Voldemort. Stop polluting the roadways with your opinions. Better yet, stop polluting the world with your presence. I hate agenda bumper stickers. And you. Mm-hmm. I hate you, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's happy today. That's
so
wonderful.
Cute.
Thank you very much, Katie. And, of course, whenever we check in with Katie, we always have to check in with our general manager, Michael Hughes.
Yes. Sure.
I'm not sure what Michael's up to today, but...
I know.
What's that?
It's a rare commercial outtake from when he was a disc jockey.
Ladies and gentlemen, good. Michael Hughes.
For years, you've identified me with... I can't believe... Number one, I ordinarily... do not read this kind of shit. However, that's no excuse for being a total fuck up and a screaming incompetent. Turn it on. Slate. I'm going to sell this piece of shit.
Wow.
Whoa. That's
and there
you have it.
Boy, Michael, you said an amazing, like a drunken Jim Backus there.
Sometimes that happens.
Very strange. Let's get right to it. The last segment of Buzz Burbank as the world collapses around us. Here he is, the man, the legend.
Going to be fine, Mike. You know, it seemed like a good idea when Chrysler offered gas cards to new car buyers that would lock in their pump price at $2.99 a gallon. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever expected gas to ever drop below that mark again, but now it has for many, and Chrysler new car buyers are not happy about being locked in.
I'm sorry.
At a price.
This is where capitalism is capitalism.
Right?
I say screw that.
Higher than the rest of us pay.
I'm buying a car to get cheap gas. No, I'm sorry. Well, we got to draw the line somewhere, gentlemen.
Can't they go to another gas station and just not tell Chrysler?
They could indeed. And Chrysler has this assurance for its customers. Don't worry, says Chrysler. Gas prices will go back up again.
Count on it.
And the cards, says Chrysler, will be good for 3 years.
I just want to say this is false advertising.
Yes.
I think that the Chrysler Corporation was in cahoots with the oil companies and the hurricane season people. And I think that
hurricane
they made sure.
Hurricane season people?
You heard me correctly.
Okay.
I think that they worked with the Weather Channel and also God to make sure that the hurricanes would not do serious damage to the refineries that would prevent gas prices from going down. So I think this is just a giant conspiracy.
With that in mind,
yes.
How is your new Chrysler?
It's wonderful. It's great.
What, did you get a town car or something like that?
That's not a Chrysler.
Well, you know, like a big car.
A big car. The last big car Chrysler made would have been the Cordoba.
Do you like that?
I loved my Cordoba.
That's good.
Because it had rich Corinthian leather.
That's right.
I love that car.
In the meantime, Detroit's big three automakers are asking, hey, where's our bailout? Ford, GM, and Chrysler say they, too, are saddled with a bunch of bad loans, and they'd like the Treasury Department to buy them, please.
I am curious as to how far gas prices will sink.
Mm-hmm.
And has anybody, I'm sure they have discussed
$1.
This, whether if they go down a little further, you might see some kind of, no, people aren't going to buy cars again.
They're not going to buy a gas guzzler just because they know that the price is going to go up again.
Won't get fooled again.
It was a stupid thought. I'm sorry, Tom.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, you know, just trying to fill time.
Hey, Mike didn't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Pepsi for those who think unemployment. PepsiCo says it's eliminating 33,000 jobs and closing some of its factories to survive the rocky economy.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear just a slight lilt in Mr. Burbank's voice, he might be very concerned because he is a Pepsi fanatic.
It's right blood. It's the nectar of life, Mike.
Now, what is that stuff you're drinking?
This is Diet Pepsi Max Invigorating Cola.
Is that the turbocharged caffeine stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm wired to the hilt.
I can tell.
Just so he could get himself all wired and then go home and come right back down again.
Exactly.
It's barely keeping me conscious.
Do you mean, is there something he does at home that relaxes him?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. I've never been invited over.
Do you feel bad about this? Because Pepsi is your company.
I am concerned. Pepsi is my company. Like Elvis, Pepsi is my beverage.
Coca-Cola not laying anybody off, right?
Not that they've said publicly.
Things have never been better at Coca-Cola.
Tune in again tomorrow. But right now, it's Pepsi that's on the rocks.
Interesting times.
I get it.
Interesting. Oh, Pepsi on the rocks.
What?
Thank you.
It has been and continues to be an emotional presidential campaign. Two senior citizens got into a physical altercation at a nursing home in Ohio yesterday.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. I'm going to punch you.
I'll kick your ass. MF-er.
A 75-year-old Republican man says a 73-year-old Democratic woman jumped on his back and hit him three or four times in the head with her fists.
Get off me, bitch.
Two other election workers had to pull the woman off him. It started when he accused her of ballot tampering, and he wants the woman prosecuted.
Hey, you C-word. Oh, you want to hit me over the head with that? I'll throw you over the ballot box.
That'll be an investigation now.
Look at those stretch marks.
And by our calendar.
And God damn it.
In Port St. Lucie, Florida, two men at a diner sitting back to back in separate booths got into a debate about the presidential race.
That I can see. That has happened to me. I've actually been in restaurants and heard people do this. I remember Carla was listening to two guys that were talking about Sarah Palin. And she didn't confront them, but she said something like, you know, oh, terrific. and that tone drove them to the other side of the restaurant.
Well,
they were standing. We were eating in a place where we're in the bar area.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker. And we're sitting there, and there were guys standing up at the bar, and they started this conversation. You never know what's going to happen. You got to be very careful. It's just like flipping somebody off in traffic.
Carla's a spark plug. You know, trouble follows her around.
Absolutely. And then suddenly she turned around, and she said, oh, you really feel that way?
Put it back in your purse.
Yeah.
It was only a blank.
Well, in Port St. Lucie, what happened is one of the men turned away and said he didn't want to hear it anymore. But the other guy wasn't done. So he got up, grabbed his opponent by the head, and slammed said head into a wall. Police haven't said which guy supported whom.
That's good. I think that's good that didn't come out. I don't want to know who supported him.
Neither do I. Mm-hmm. But it's because of these high emotions that the Virginia Board of Elections has now, for this year at least, banned political clothing and paraphernalia from the polling places come November 4th.
Have any of you, I didn't ask you this, have any of you been out and about and seen any defacing of political signs? I've seen it on two separate occasions on both sides. I've seen McCain stuff damaged, and I've seen Obama stuff damaged as well.
I have seen some McCain stuff damaged.
I have not.
Right on Little River Turnpike going down
the
here.
The banner, the big banner with the spray paint.
John and Sarah?
John and Sarah for America, and then somebody spray painted under that Bush and Cheney 2, Roman numeral 2.
Yeah, and then there was another one that I saw that where they'd just been damaged, the signs for Obama. And then I saw in another yard sign, someone had cut the McCain signs in two.
Mm.
So, you know,
that's not good.
Well, those are the people, I know you, I think if you were putting in a police report, you would say, oh, well, you know, not a big deal. I'd like to see those people get busted on both sides.
Yeah.
There's just no place
for it. It is against the law, and if you get caught, you will be in trouble.
All right.
Are you listening, John Orville?
Cut it out, Johnny. Cakes!
You can't wear paraphernalia to the polls in Maine, Kansas, Montana, or Vermont either.
Yeah, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
A judge has approved a class action settlement over last year's poisoned pet food.
Can you wear, an Obama t-shirt if you go to the polling place?
No, not on November 4th. Not in Virginia, no.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What if you wear the shirt underneath another shirt?
It's got to be covered. You can't wear anything for or against any candidate or cause when you go to the polls in Virginia.
What if I wear my McCain baseball cap?
You'll have to leave it outside or turn it inside out.
What if I wear my Ralph Nader hoodie?
Again, not allowed.
What if I wear my Bob Barr boxer shorts?
I think they'll probably let that pass.
Excellent.
Mike, you're just talking silly because you'll wear what you always wear, your voting tuxedo.
No, I will wear my long sleeve tee that says Nixon now more than ever.
You know, that's worth a try.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Judges approved a class action settlement over last year's poison pet food. Ontario-based Menu Foods, which made over 100 brands of dog and cat food, has been ordered to set aside $24 million for the owners of pets poisoned by melamine. The money is to cover all medical costs, cremations, and the purchase of replacement pets.
Melamine.
For dead dogs?
Yes, and cats.
Oh, that's nasty. Yeah. Dead dogs and remains. Mm-hmm. That's a touchy subject.
Sure it is. Really is.
We probably
shouldn't dwell on dead dogs.
Did you think any of those dogs that passed away bit coworkers?
Okay, Rob. Rob's always going to do it.
He's going one step further.
He will kick to the head. He will kick immediately. He will be filled like he is right
in
now.
In our street gang, he gives that final kick before we all walk
it's
away.
It's a long drive in here. If we're going to show up and do a show, let's do a show.
Rob's kick is always the one that puts us in prison.
Uh-huh.
That's the kick to the temple.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to kill that person. I was wearing golf shoes.
In human health news, this is Global Hand Washing Day, and we have got to stop lying about our hygiene.
Yeah, Joe.
The latest figures show that while 90-some percent of us say we wash after toilet, only 58% of men actually do it.
Wash after toilet?
Fewer words. I liked it.
Wash after toilet.
I liked the sound of it.
Sounds European.
W-A-T.
Very good. We will provide you with a continental breakfast, then you must wash after toilet.
90% say we do it. Only 58% of men really do. Only 75% of women really do. What's wrong with you? This is how disease spreads.
I do it about 10% of the time.
15 seconds in warm soapy water or go touch somebody else.
Hey, let's shake.
And finally, don't tell this guy he can't be a contestant on The Price is Right. The San Francisco Chronicle reports an unidentified man walked into a law office in what appeared to be a bomb strapped to his chest. He said he was mad because he'd been turned down by his favorite daytime television game show. Police talked him down, even if they did have to evacuate the block and do several hours of negotiating first.
You know he's saving the show for last.
No word on the authenticity of the bomb. And in Sioux City, Iowa...
Oh, we don't have the show!
No, he revealed it up front.
What was it?
He had a fake bomb strapped
to
his chest.
For the Price is Right.
Price is Right.
That's the show. Gotcha. Sorry, I missed that.
And in Sioux City, Iowa, a guy lost an eye in a fight at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's blind because he lost the other eye 3 months ago in a fist fight at that same strip club.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank Sinbad for coming on the show. Sinbad will be at the Warner Theater this coming Saturday night. Also, we want to thank House's Olivia Wilde.
Red hot.
She was wonderful. Tomorrow on the show, medical examiner Dr. G. Her book, How Not to Die.
Good advice.
Wish she could stay with us for an hour. We could do it.
All day.
Just after 5, Ben Whittacombe, editor-at-large of Star Magazine. He'll be with us also. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively in your neighborhood on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with a real crappy one for you tonight.
Yay!
Sorry, bear with me. There once was a man dressed in Dacron who would go to his bar and drink black rum. When the bar closed its doors, he would pick up some whores and convince them to play with his sacrum. Thank you.
It.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.